A federal judge in Georgia is rejecting a plea agreement on hate crimes charges for the father and son already sentenced to life in prison for murdering Ahmaud Arbery. The 25-year-old black man was killed in February of 2020 by three white men who chased him down with pickup trucks as he was jogging through their neighborhood. Gregory and Travis McMichael had agreed to plead guilty to avert a trial on federal hate crimes charges set to start next week. But Arbery's family objected to the terms of the deal at a hearing in Brunswick, Georgia today. NPR's Debbie Elliott has been following these proceedings and joins us now. Hey, Debbie.
Hi there.
First, what do we know about this plea deal?
Well, we didn't even learn about it until late last night with a court filing from the Department of Justice. And at the hearing today, a prosecutor with the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of Georgia, Tara Lyons, laid out the provisions. She said that in exchange for the McMichaels' guilty pleas and admitting that the killing was indeed racially motivated, the government was offering a sentence of 30 years to be served in federal prison. And that federal prison appeared to be the sticking point. U.S. District Judge Lisa Godbee Wood said she would accept the guilty pleas, but not being locked into that specific sentencing term.
And Arbery's family also got an opportunity to speak at the hearing. What did they say?
Well, you could tell they really were angry and felt betrayed by the proposed deal. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, told the judge that allowing her son's killers their quote, preferred form of confinement was a spit in her face. She said Ahmaud did not get the option of a plea. Ahmaud was hunted and killed, you know, hunted down and killed. The family considers the deal an attempt for the McMichaels to choose better conditions in a federal lockup than they would get if they were serving out their life term the whole time in a Georgia state prison. Ahmaud's father, Marcus Arbery, also spoke along with two aunts who were very emotional. They were pleading with the judge not to accept the deal. And I should say that their comments came after they had to once again, you know, they did this through the state trial last year. They had to sit through the graphic and chilling video of the killing. It shows two pickups chasing Arbery. He tries to run away for 5 minutes before he's cornered and Travis McMichael shoots him with a shotgun in a struggle. The family's attorney, Lee Merritt, went on Twitter today talking about how devastating this was and that this was an example of the Justice Department, quote, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Here's what he said about his client, Ahmaud Arbery's mother.
Wanda Cooper Jones is vacillating between upset, betrayed, feelings of deep grieving to feelings of anger.
So what is next now as the judge has rejected that agreement? What comes next?
Judge Wood said she's giving the McMichaels until Friday to decide whether to proceed to trial, which is beginning Monday, or stick with their guilty pleas subject to her sentencing judgment.
And did you learn anything from today's hearing about what kind of evidence could be presented if the hate crimes trial moves ahead?
Yes, definite evidence of racial animus. Prosecutors presented brief testimony from an FBI agent who said he went through cell phone and social media accounts and found frequent use of racial slurs, including referring to African Americans as monkeys and savages, the N-word. Also evidence of a desire to commit crimes against African Americans and really associating black people with crime in America, this idea of vigilantism.
Thank you. NPR's Debbie Elliott, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.